Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Tommy McGraw. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Dave Nicholson. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Al Weiss. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry McNairtney. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fred Talbot. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Fred Talbot. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bob Savarin. Batting second. The right fielder, Gino Cimoli. Batting third. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaborn. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Sam Bowens. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Robin Roberts. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Robin Roberts. And now, play ball. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cimoli. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Buford moves to third. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buford scores. Robinson scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens takes first base on ball four. Ward moves to second. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson takes first base on ball four. Ward moves to third. Stevens moves to second. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ward scores. Stevens scores. Nicholson moves to third. It's 4-0, White Sox. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Weiss. The throw from Brown and he is safe. Weiss steals second. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cimoli. McNairtney reaches second base with a double. Nicholson scores. Weiss scores. It's 6-0, White Sox. Harvey Haddix now pitching. Fred Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Brandt. Talbot reaches second base with a double. McNairtney scores. It's 7-0, White Sox. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McGraw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaborn scoops it up and throws to first, with Haddix covering, for the out. Talbot moves to third. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Buford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford misplays the ball. That's an error on Buford. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli hits a line drive into center field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Savarin moves to second. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Robinson is called out on strikes. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Ward hits a line drive into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Stevens is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens strikes out. One out. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a pop-up towards short. Weiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harvey Haddix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haddix strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Nicholson strikes out. One out. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Weiss is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. McNairtney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Savarin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin is 0-for-1 in the game. Savarin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 0-for-1 in the game. Cimoli hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Talbot fields it and throws to first for the out. Savarin moves to second. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-1 in the game. Seaburn hits a fly ball into center field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Orioles nothing. the White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hershberger pinch hits for Fred Talbot. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger strikes out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 2 in the game. McCraw hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McCraw moves to third. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McCraw scores. Buford moves to second. It's 8-0, White Sox. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Ward strikes out. 2 outs. Manny Minoso pinch hits for Gene Stevens. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Fisher now pitching. Mike Hershberger now playing center field. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Weiss. Bowens moves to second. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Weiss hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. McNairtney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Harvey Haddix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haddix is 0 for 1 in the game. Haddix hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Savarin hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops it up and throws to first, with Fisher covering, for the out. Two outs. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 0 for 2 in the game. Cimoli hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-1 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Savarin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McCraw strikes out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Buford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buford moves to third. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Ward strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 0-for-2 in the game. Seaborn hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is called out on strikes. One out. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Nicholson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Seaborn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Weiss hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brandt hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hershberger. Brandt reaches second base with a double. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 0-for-2 in the game. Bowens hits a pop-up towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a pop-up towards the mound. Fisher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harvey Haddix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haddix is 0-for-2 in the game. Haddix hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops it up and throws to first, with Fisher covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. McNairtney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 2 in the game. Hershberger hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McNairtney moves to third. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Buford hits a fly ball into right field. Simulai settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McNairtney tags and scores. Two outs. It's 9-0, White Sox. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Savarin bunts towards the mound. Fisher fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gino Simulai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simulai is 0 for 3 in the game. Simulai hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Adair hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Buford catches it and throws to first to double up Savarin. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ward for the out. One out. Eddie Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Haddix fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Nicholson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 3 in the game. Seaburn strikes out. McNairtney drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Seaburn out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hershberger. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Brandt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robinson moves to third. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 0 for 3 in the game. Bowens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robinson scores. Brandt moves to second. It's 9-1, White Sox. Charlie Lau pinch hits for Dick Brown. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Buford fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Brandt moves to third. Two outs. Bob Johnson pinch hits for Harvey Haddix. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive towards third. Ward reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 9, and Baltimore Orioles, 1. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.